get our big time radio voice out and say Saturday, 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 right? We're joined by Brent Titus. He's with the Throwdown Western Illinois Showdown. This is what we can call it, like a mini state tournament. They have grand champions from 12 different counties coming in for this event this Saturday. It's the third year you've done it. So let's begin, Brent, talking about kind of the idea when you originally did this thing 3 years ago.
I'm not going to lie. The committee of folks that put it on kind of stole the idea from across the Mississippi to the West. Iowa has done a great job of actually, I believe they've gotten 9 of these. And they comprise the whole state of Iowa. And then they will take the winners from all their showdowns and actually show them together. That is this weekend as well for what they call an All-Iowa Showdown. We haven't gotten there yet in Illinois, but that's our goal, is to get other people involved in putting on their own regional showdowns to where we can bring the best of the best together. But we took the idea from Iowa. I had judged a few of them. A couple of our other committee members had judged or been part of or sold livestock to kids in Iowa that did them, and we just thought it was a tremendous opportunity to showcase the livestock and the kids in Western Illinois, and it has been a great event. We're excited to do it again.
Tell us about the schedule this Saturday at the Knox County Fairgrounds.
Sure. So we're glad to be back to actually having the 12 County Fair Champions. COVID caused us last year to just invite any kid within those 12 counties, which was fantastic. We had an incredible turnout, but we're back to the champions from our 12 county area. They'll be in place there by 2 o'clock on Saturday. We'll introduce all the kids and the fair queens that want to join us from those county fairs at 5 o'clock, and then we'll start the show promptly right thereafter.
What was kind of the reaction when you got off the ground and said, hey, let's kind of set up this mini regional tournament for all these kids that show at their specific county fairs, and maybe it serves as a pretty good tune-up for the Illinois State Fair as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think 2019, was our first year. And I think there was people that were like, hey, how is this going to work? You know, what kind of event is this going to be? And it is truly maturated to the point now that, you know, we have families telling us, hey, we're only taking this animal to our county fair because we want to win the Throwdown. And that is ultimately our goal, right? We want the best animals. And we as a committee felt like maybe people were keeping those best animals at home for state fair, not taking them to their county fairs. And we want to showcase the best at home. And that's the biggest driving factor behind us doing this is we want motivation to win your county fair again. We felt like that it kind of fell by the wayside, and just trying to reinvigorate some life into it.
All right. Now I was kind of joking a little bit when we began the interview, and you know, I told you off the air when I set up the interview, you know, about those promos you hear on TV where they say Saturday, 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 you know. But your name too, there's something to be said about the name, you know, coming up with the event, because like everybody's a sucker for a t-shirt, you know, or a logo. And I like, can you speak to the name a little bit of where that originated from?
Yeah, I would have to like draw from a long memory back, but there's 8 of us on the board that started the show. And, you know, we just sat around and we said, we've got to come up with something catchy. We've got to come up with something that, you know, signifies the fact that it is a true battle. And I think it was AJ Line that came up with the name. We kicked around, like Showdown in K-Town, I know, was thrown out. And I'm pretty sure it was AJ that came up with the Throwdown. And it just fits. Like, hey, that personifies what we're trying to do. And we've taken kind of the boxing theme as well. If you've seen the logo, you know, a pair of boxing gloves are on it. And year one, we did every species kind of with a ring card, like it was around, and it worked out good. I think the kids like it.
Yeah, and when you speak about AJ Lyon, I know as a teenager, of course, he showed the grand champion steer at the Illinois State Fair. Now, the only other way the equation of how it works is you have to have a group that, you know, will organize it and get it off the ground. So you got that. You have to have the exhibitors commit to it. Right. You got that. And then the other thing is you have to have the ag business community say, well, are we going to support this? So it looks like the equation has worked for you, right? You got all that.
We do. And the outpouring of support from agricultural businesses in Western Illinois has just been overwhelming. And the committee could not be more thankful. You know, we have stepped up what we've been able to give away every year. We'll give away more in cash and prizes this year than we did last year. And we collected entry fees on the jackpot last year. And we hope that doesn't wane. We know when you start something new, there's a lot of support as it gets established. We hope that it stays. We've implemented some scholarships to kids that show there. Last year, we gave away 4 scholarships to kids going to college. We're going to do the same thing this year. Plan to do that every year in the future. And, you know, honestly, we've spent a significant amount of resources getting registered as a 501c3 to do this the right way, to be here for the long haul. And, you know, we give away every dime that's given to us to those kids. And we are a true nonprofit. And we would ask anybody that wanted to support us, check out the website, throwdown309.com. And the ones that already have, we are eternally grateful. You know, to give away $30,000 on a Saturday in Knox County to 96 kids showing livestock, it's quite an accomplishment. And it has very little to do with the committee and a whole lot to do with people stepping up and donating money.
All right, awesome. 12 county fairs in their livestock champions involved in this great show coming up Saturday, the Throwdown Western Illinois Showdown at the Knox County Fairgrounds in Knoxville, Illinois. They call it K-Town.